There's a number of ways to look at this, and I think it's really important to keep in the forefront of our minds that this is really still unfolding. We really just don't know enough about it, so anything that we're saying right now is conjecture about this particular case that is just so unbelievably sad and tragic, obviously, and is affecting the state that we live in and our entire country. But immigrants are just people who move. You know, sometimes when I do presentations, I draw a map of the world and I draw a bunch of different eras and I say, that's what immigration is, right? So again, we do need to be sensitive and not overgeneralize. Having said that, sure, is it, if you were to move, Lucas, to China, would you be more socially isolated? Yes, probably. The immigrant experience can be a very hard one. But I think it's really important to point out that statistically, immigrants commit fewer crimes than any other group that you can find. As a matter of fact, one of my favorite studies says that you are more likely to commit crimes if you are an elected official in the United States than if you are an immigrant. So statistically, although immigrants can be more likely to be isolated and do face some tough challenges, they don't commit more crimes than other groups. And I think in this story, this is unfortunately an American story. I mean, I think from what I've read, it sounds like these kids were here from the time they were under the age of 10. So it sounds to me like a story of isolation as an American teenager, as an American youth, of alienation. I mean, if we look at Columbine, we see the same thing. And that isolation might have been intensified because, you know, anything that makes you different, I'm sure that this is part of everyone's high school experience or most people's high school experience in this country, right, is that anything that takes you outside of the mainstream can be painful and obvious and highlighted and make life harder. So maybe in part being an immigrant was part of that isolation, but, you know, everything that I'm hearing is saying that these were kids who grew up here. So I think the story is about us and what's going on in our schools too. You know, one thing I would like to add is that of the three people who died during the explosions on Monday, it's actually a real representation of a perfect cross-section of Boston, because one of them was a promising young immigrant, and those are a lot of the people who are making up Boston today. So I think it's important to remember that immigrants are victims in this too. You know, they've come here and made the United States their home, and they're inside their houses right now terrified and, you know, obviously are just as much a part of the suffering as everyone else.